The scribe balked at the sight of dozens of glassy capsules, each the size of a coffin, wreathed in wisps of sub-zero gases.
Stasis caskets? You're going to put me into deep sleep?
I will stand guard while you slumber.
No, I can't. What if I don't awaken?
Soon the atmosphere in this part of the ship will thin to the point where you will not be able to breathe. I have seen men lost to that manner of death, and it is not a clean ending. You must survive. I need you so we can finish what we have started.
This is all too much for me.
I do not believe that. You are braver than you think. You faced that gunship without fear.
Oh, there was quite a lot of fear, my lord.
You will be safe. You have my word.
The operations of such stasis devices were known to Garrow, recalled through old regimens of hypnagogic instruction given to him as a Legion recruit. The data implanted in him a lifetime ago as a Death Guard neophyte now returned, and he set to work bringing the system online. He knew that if he allowed Tallery to dwell upon her plight, the scribe's resolve would soon erode. He had to keep her focused on something else.
I would know how it was you came to see the Emperor's divinity, scribe. Why do you think him to be a god among men?
I am not alone in such belief. Even if the Lords of Terror do not wish it, even if he himself shies away from our imperial truth, our numbers swell as time passes. Those who share true insight, who embrace the faith, we are many.
You did not answer my question.
I read a book. It was called the Lectitio Divinitatis. A rough thing, printed on real paper, if you can believe that. Smuggled to me by a friend, now dead and gone. What was written there? All I can tell you is that it spoke to me. In a way I cannot articulate, but I felt as if I had been blind all my life and only then learned how to see. It sounds irrational when I say it aloud.
To some, perhaps. Not to me.
Do the legions worship the Emperor? You are the sons of his sons. The Primarchs, after all.
We obey him. But it is seen as improper to consider the Emperor as a divine being.
She studied him closely.
You think otherwise?
It is difficult for me to put into words also. I have seen horrors, scribe Tallery. Worlds burning, monsters, brothers turning upon brothers, death and war. All I rescued from that madness was my unbroken faith.
In what?
In him. I believe he preserved me for something. He saw me to be of purpose.
Then I envy you. After what I have been through these past days, my conviction has been severely tested.
Garrow's gaze turned inward.
You are not alone. It is the nature of this conflict. I came to Riga because I was looking for answers. I have spoken of that to no other until now.
You are looking for the Saint Keela, yes?
You know of her?
How could I not? They say she gives enlightenment with every word she utters. But I have never seen her. There are rumors that the saint moves from station to station, never straying far from Terra. You came to Riga in the hope she would be there.
I was mistaken. Euphrates Keeler once helped me see clearly. I had hoped she might do the same again.
What seemed like an eternity ago, Garrow had led a crew of fugitives aboard the starship Eisenstein on a desperate mission to escape Horus's treachery at the Istvan system. The woman Keeler had been with them on that fateful journey, and along the way, Garrow learned that she had been changed by the War Master's actions, just as he had. Keeler became, for want of a better word, a prophet. And he had become a believer.
The air is getting thinner. Difficult to breathe now.
Here, climb inside the casket. It will preserve you for the duration of the journey.
Warily, the woman stepped up and settled herself into the padded interior.
I am trusting you with my life. Once again. In the name of the saint and the emperor.
Your faith is not misplaced.
Neither is yours. Like courage that comes from within, not from the words of others. I read that in a book.
Garrow watched the stasis casket gather up Tallery's fragile life and hold it in check. Frozen in an instant of time, she would survive for as long as it would take them to reach Othrys, wherever that might be.
Sleep, Catano Tallery. I will keep watch.